This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
My name is Francis Chow. I'm the publisher for China Civil Aviation Report, and also I'm the managing director for the company called Uniworld. Aviation in the past, before 1979, is owned by the state, run by the state, and used by the state. It's a state business. The China have done a great job in promoting the commercial aviation and regional aviation. In 1979, before that, China is ranking about 50 and beyond. So they are not even reaching the 50 rank. Because the big investment, the quick involvement with the Chinese central government, so they start to building the airport in almost every province and every secondary city. So right now China have something like a 200 commercial hub plus regional airport, and have more than a dozen airline. Many of them is a big airline group like Air China, you know, the China Southern, China Eastern. I believe in 2006 or 2008, I lost track, that the China turned to be the world's second largest the aviation nation. Right now, the 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night, there's about 2,000 commercial aircraft is flying above the Chinese airspace. Here in the United States, about 5,000 plus. Okay, so you can see that even is the second largest nation in the world, but still only about 30 to 40% of the United States. So there's still big room to catch up. When China started with the aviation long times ago, that about 50, 60 years ago, building the aviation industry, Chinese government have a saying, try to build the aviation with the two wings. One wing is commercial aviation, the other wing is general aviation. So all major airlines have general aviation department, because China is the government that, to provide all the service to the people, you know, in every sector. So including commercial, general aviation, Chinese government do have a GA department to do the firefighting, and do the emergency rescue and patrolling and all that kind of, aerial work. But because of lack of a pilot, when commercial aviation moving very fast, you know, flying a GA airplane, you might be able to generate just 5,000 RMB revenue per day. If you upgrade this pilot to a commercial airline and flying with a 737 from Guangzhou or Beijing to Shanghai, or Guangzhou, you know, to Shanghai, you can generate maybe $50,000 revenue per day. So you see that the Chinese people are very smart businessmen. So they actually upgrade all the GA pilot to commercial. So actually, if you want to say China killed the GA by themselves, yes. They pay the price now that because there's no GA. And when China's moving so fast, the economy moving so fast, and there's so much construction, and man-made and natural disaster is kind of waiting to happen. And we all know that general aviation, because the special function and the performance of GA aircraft, it is the only tool can respond to the emergency rescue, the emergency release effort. In 2004, later part of 2004, Prime Minister Li decided to delegate the airport, building for the general aviation to the local government. So in other words, that you don't have to go to the central government to ask for permission if you want to build a general aviation. In the past, as I say, the aviation is owned by the state, run by the state, and used by the state. Now, no longer. It's a local government now. So 2004, the later part, delegate the power to build the GA airport to the local. In 2015, in January, the CAA's administrator, Li, make the announcement that China will build general aviation airport at every county in China by 2030. China have a 2,800 county, so that means they're going to build 2,800 airport by 2030, which is only about 15 years away, okay? So that's going to be a lot of airport. And everybody's very happy with the news, but they're still not sure that whether this is something the government really want to do. Nobody questioning China can build airport. But the only question is, how can we keep that airport survive, operate? Who's going to use it? So the 2016 in May, the Prime Minister Lee, the State Department issue advisory. Now, advisory in China, in political field, is the same level as the executive order here in the United States. That means we want to do it. And this is the order. You guys start to study and figure out how to get this thing happen. I want to make this thing happen. So that's a very serious commitment. So that blessing from the central government help everybody understand, realize that now this is real now. Okay, in the past we heard about open up the airspace for GA, but there's no action. But right now the central government say, I want to see result, I want action. So every sector, air traffic control, aircraft manufacturer, operation, and everybody is trying to figure out what will be the best way to do it. Because aviation, with all the blessing and regulation and everything from the central government, local government, aviation is not a dream anymore. It's something you can achieve, something you can do as long as you want to do it. But the thing is, how? Where you can get all the knowledge and information to help you to justify and decide, say, hey, I want to be in aviation. I want to be a pilot. I want to be a mechanic. I want to be an air traffic controller. This is not just a business. This is not an industry. This is the education. This is the knowledge. This is the hand-on. This is the parent and children, you know, fun time together. This is something that there's a lot of passion can be satisfied, can be, you know, can be fulfilled. So if we can bring in something simple, like a kid airplane, it's easy to achieve and easy to afford. And by father and son working together, say, let's build an airplane. Let's spend 2 years, you know, 900 hours, you know, a good father and son quality time. And the father can share with the son about why, where the lifting coming from, the lifting airplane, where's the drag coming from? Why the wind is designed this way? Why does this have to be reinforced here? So number one is quality time for family. Number two is the good education. Number three, to help the children to understand this is not a dream. This is the reality. I can do it. If I continue work on it, one day I'm going to finish this airplane. Maybe they will never finish like a lot of people. They buy the kid airplane, they never get it done. You know, maybe it's still another dream, but still, they can touch it, they can feel it. Because before 1979, this is absolutely, you know, impossible. But right now, it's possible. It's possible. So what I try to do is try to using aviation education as a tool, as the icebreaker, to help the general public understand that there is room for me in that industry. Help the government understand, say, you know what, we need to bring all this general public into this sector, this territory. Because once we build a 2800 airport, we need people to use it. How? My idea is, if I can inspire the parent and the children come to our education center. We built one education center in Beijing. It was the Beijing Aviation Technology Company, the BAT. We have compiled a very good material. The six-year-old, eight-year-old, 10-year-old, 18-year-old, or even general adult can come to our center. We can show you how airplane is flying, how to control the airplane. And at the end, we'll put you in the simulator and help you to understand, yes, you can control this airplane, take off and flying. It's the beginning of the journey, because this person will say, or this kid will tell dad, say, you know, can you take me to the airport? Let's go for the discovery flight. There's a lot of people, I would say, you know, at least, you know, the you know, 3, 4, 5 dozen of the people who is owning the kid airplanes, they put it together, they're flying China. They're not reporting to the authority, okay? It is very common. Government knows that. government don't like it, but the government have no way to control it because, you know, that the China is a big country with a vast piece of land. No way you can cover all area. So a lot of people is flying illegally. And once for a while, people get killed or hurt. So government realize that. But unfortunately, there's no such category for the Kid Airplane. So the government is not looking at this issue in an official way. Of course, there again is any illegal action, but they are not actually confronting it. Okay, it is the you know, is something that we should pay attention to, and I believe because the most important thing is 30 years ago, if you open up the general aviation in China, maybe there's not going to be too much activity. Because affordability is going to be an issue. 30 years later, affordability is not an issue. And certification process only regulates certified airplane. So if this airplane not being put together, is not being certified, there's no way you can stop them to come into China. And once it come into China and with a good, clear, you know, step-by-step instruction, and a lot of smart Chinese people can put it together and still very safe airplane. Now, I think no matter you like it or not, safety always number one. The only way you can make something safe is everybody understand what they're doing and then do it right. So the government have to play the role, say, you have to do it in the following way in order to maintain the highest safety standard. I don't care whether you recognize that or you don't recognize that, you certify it or you don't certify it. You need to get involved to help them to find the right answer. And then people can, you know, fly the airplane, you know, do something in a safe way. So I believe I can convince the Chinese government to pay attention to this airplane category. As I know, the Chinese government is already giving some blessing to this category, but not full recognition yet. Nobody promised me central government going to go with the full speed, but because the local government is going to take control, and central government have to balance the whole thing. So I think that it's going to happen quick, you know, that the Chinese government need to recognize that everything need to have a guideline, a regulation, you know, and Kid Airplane will be, the category will be recognized by the CAAC very soon, I'm pretty sure. So once you see one local government do the right thing, push the right button, and if they build a local GA airport and they educate the general public and people want to have a Discover fly, people want to be signed up to be a pilot and support all the airport operations, support the operators, you know, consuming the jet fuel, the parts and everything. The FBO is a good business, the MRO is a good business, you know, the air traffic controller is a very busy day and night controlling. So very quickly that can be copied overnight by the next county, the next county, and next county. So same thing like Chinese people when 1979, you know, reform opened up, everybody find out, say, hey, I can do business and make money and keep the money into my pocket. Said everybody's jump on it, boom, thing happened. So I think the general event is the same thing, exactly the same thing. It's going to happen.